Live. You bring up what you want and do it toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can take control here. That's the point of the program. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And we'll get right back into your calls and thoughts. Coming up, some ridiculous stories out of what could be your local government school system. One about a boy who held his pencil incorrectly. He's been suspended. And we'll tell you more about that here if we get a chance. But first, your phone calls and your Skype calls. We've got Benjamin on the line in California on Skype. And you can Skype to us over at username lrn.fm. Hello, Benjamin.
Hey, I don't know if you guys heard this, but over the weekend, an FBI agent was on CNN discussing the Boston bombings and the wife of one of the bombers and how they were trying to get her to reveal the content of phone calls between her and some individuals. And in the course of that discussion, the reporter kept saying, well, what if she doesn't tell you? And he basically came out and said, well, then we'll just have to go and look it up because everything's recorded.
Oh, yeah.
And so it won't matter. Oh, don't worry, we'll go back and record it. But here's the thing. And everybody's like, oh, no, freaking out that everything's being recorded, which, you know, they should. But here's what I want people to be ready for, and that is the government lying honestly. And that is to say, when the government comes out eventually and says they do not record your conversations, they will be telling the truth. What there is a government program, it's as secret as Area 51. I mean, it's an open secret, essentially, and it's called Echelon. It's a signals intelligence collection program that the United States, Australia, Britain, a couple other countries are involved in.
Yeah, I remember hearing about this years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, like a decade, it seems like.
Yeah, no, it's been going on for a long time, and, mm-hmm. and they collect everything. Right. So that they can go back and look at stuff, you know, later.
Personally, I question it. it seems an impossibly mind boggling task to be able to collect absolutely every single word that is spoken, every single text
that is sent,
emailed, it seems
recorded,
mind-bogglingly unbelievable. And then for the government to claim that they're the ones pulling that off makes it even more unbelievable.
Right. I mean, they may have the information, but how are they going to ever get to it?
Well, that's my thing. I'm not worried about the, you know, anybody listening in on me because there's just too much information for them to go through. They have to collect it all and then think back and go, okay, I'd like to know what was happening here or whatever. But here's where my point with them lying honestly. Our government, or the United States government, might not be recording your phone calls because what has been known to happen is the British government, as an example, will also tell their people, oh, we don't record your phone calls. That would be wrong. But what they do is they record Americans, and Americans record the people in the UK, mm-hmm. and then they share with one another. Hmm. So they can say, hey, we didn't record you.
It was the Brits.
The Brits did it.
Yeah.
And they just gave it to us, and vice versa. But again, there's so much collected that I'm not worried about them looking at my stuff. It's still creepy. It's still wrong. We should all be angry about it. But
I would say that this is a violation of the citizenship agreement that, you know, we're supposedly all participating in. That the United States government should not only be not recording its citizens' calls, but it should be actively preventing other nations from recording its citizens' calls. I think that is a greater betrayal than recording the calls.
Oh, and they all work together on the system. I mean, it's not like even they're not just not actively preventing it. They're actively helping it happen.
Well, it's a bad thing.
Oh, for sure. I just wanted people to know that the government will tell the truth, sort of, but they're lying.
It depends on the circumstance.
Sometimes they'll just lie.
Sometimes they'll just straight up tell you a lie. In fact, probably most of the time. So, anything else you want to share tonight?
The other thing on my mind was you guys interviewed Adam Kokesh yesterday, mm-hmm. about that open carry march, and I've seen lots of people arguing and bickering online. And
that's what
my
libertarians do best.
Arguing over minutia, yeah. Nothing better.
I'd say this is a pretty big issue. I wouldn't call this minutia at all. I mean, they're planning on having 1,000 people toting weapons into Washington, D.C., marching from Arlington, Virginia into D.C. This is a pretty big, if it actually does transpire, this will be a humongous day in history, I think.
It will certainly be a big deal. But so here's my thoughts. I hear people talking, oh, you're going to make people angry, blah, 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 blah. Well, a right unused is a right lost. So either people have a right to keep and bear arms, or they don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's one or the other.
They don't.
And they don't. See, this is the thing. I accept that reality. But it seems to me a lot of people are like, hey, you shouldn't do that or they're going to take our rights away. Well, too late for that. Not going to happen. Now, I wouldn't. And so, you know,
right,
I can't participate.
The time for the armed protest in D.C. would have been when they passed the first gun registration or gun or whatever federal gun law, whenever that was, however many decades ago it was. That would have been the time for the armed march on D.C., not July 4th of 2013. It's already too late, in my opinion.
Yeah, so I think it's hilarious that people try, they're kind of arguing from a position of, well, we have those rights, just don't use them, because then people will take them away. And I find that odd. I don't understand this dishonesty with people, you know, with themselves, in lying to themselves. No, I have the right, I just don't want to, you know, I just don't want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can keep it. And it seems to me it goes back to people want to have a lot of bark, and they're afraid that one day they'll be told, hey, you need to bite. And I don't see it happening. You know, a lot of people want to say, oh, no, if they ever came for my guns, I'd do something about it then. And people don't ever want to be put into that situation. It's too late. They're already coming for your guns. So accept it and move on.
Or move to New Hampshire if you love freedom and make a stand for liberty, a peaceful stand with other people who agree with you.
Move to New Hampshire, gather with people who are like-minded, start working in things like 3D printed guns to get around gun control completely and make it obsolete. I mean, there are other things to do, but I don't know. I think it's silly, the argument going on.
So,
people want to go open carry? That sounds great.
Okay, so what do you think is going to happen?
I think, kind of Adam already mentioned this yesterday, I bet they'll be met with police resistance at that imaginary line going into Washington, D.C., and they'll turn back around. I don't imagine we'll go further than that.
All right. We'll see what transpires. And, Benjamin, appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for making it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Johnny Ray, you weren't here last night for what basically was a three-hour-long show focusing on this idea of people toting weapons, slinging rifles to their back, and walking from Arlington, Virginia to Washington, D.C.
Where open carry is legal. To Washington, D.C., where
Virginia, it's
anything
illegal
that propels a ballistic round is illegal, pretty much.
Yeah, so possibly felony charges for the people involved. What are your first, I guess, reactions to hearing that?
I thought it was bold. This morning I was cleaning some toilets and I was listening to the show. I had downloaded the podcast of it, enjoyed mm-hmm. it. And I don't think that he's going to get enough signers.
Enough people to say they're going to go to this event?
Right.
Because he's looking for 10,000 on Facebook in the hopes that if he gets 10,000 on Facebook, he'll get 1,000 in real life.
It could happen, but the Free State Project hasn't been able to get 20,000 signers in 7 years, 8 years, 9 years.
That's true.
10 years.
That's true. They haven't been able to get 20,000 signers. The Free State Project's signature, or the statement of intent, is that one will move to New Hampshire within a five-year window of time after the Free State Project reaches 20,000 signers, and then they would do the maximum within their purview to achieve liberty in their lifetime.
He's got something like a month to achieve 10,000 signers. He's got how many? 2,000?
It was almost 2,000 last night. I have not looked today. It had gone up 100 in just an hour or so last night, so I can't tell you what he's got right now.
Yeah, I was reading the event page. I thought it was incredibly bold, asking for people to bring loaded weapons to march into Washington. But I think I'm with both of you guys that New Hampshire is the way to go. Washington, D.C., give it up.
The lost cause. Yep, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you bring up whatever you would like, toll free at 855-450-FREE. Got some ridiculous school-related stories coming up here to share with you in moments. Also, we'll take your calls about whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us. Username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. We've got listening choices. including radio, satellite. We've got live streams on our website, the webcam, and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. And heads up to our XM listeners, we are going to be experiencing a channel change coming up in about 2 days.
So, oh, it's happening that soon.
Yeah, Free Talk Live will still be available on XM. The channel number will be different. We'll tell you more about that as it
gets
closer.
We don't know yet.
Oh, no, I know what it is. Just don't have it
secret
in front of me at the moment.
Okay.
Just giving you a heads up. It's not happening yet, not until Thursday. So go to listen.freetalklive.com, and you can learn more about the variety of listening options that we provide for you.
Gold.freetalklive.com is the place to go to get medals. If you're looking to get precious metals for as a hedge against inflation, or perhaps an investment, or a barter currency in case things go south, or just because you want to have, you know, do business in gold and silver. Many people want to do that. Great place to go is gold.freetalklive.com. We've got great prices through Midas Resources on gold and silver. And if you do want to do some bartering with gold and silver, we have a neat new item there at gold.freetalklive.com. The Valcombi bar. It's a 50-gram bar of gold. And it's very thin, and it's scored into 51-gram pieces. So if you want to do some business in gold, you can break off a, you know, break off a row of five, break off a row of 10, break off one, whatever, and you can do some business in gold. It's amazing.
What's it called again?
It's a Valcombi bar. Just go to gold.freetalklive.com. You can order gold and silver right there from the website, or you can call the telephone number, which is at the top of the page. It's 877-857-9938, but it's right there at gold.freetalklive.com.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of Valcombi bar.
855 450 free. That's the Sickle CAI toll free line. And still to come here, the news about a diabetic high school student who was attacked by a police officer. But first, we've also got a story out of Virginia, Suffolk, Virginia. WAVY reporting a Suffolk school suspended a second grader for pointing a pencil at another student and making gun noises. 7-year-old Christopher Marshall says he was playing with another student in class Friday when the teacher at Driver Elementary asked them to stop pointing pencils at each other. When I asked him about it, he said, "Well, I was being a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy," said Paul Marshall, the boy's father. "It's as simple as that."
Sounds like how it goes.
Christopher's father was a Marine for many years. He thinks school teachers and leaders overreacted. According to a spokesperson for the public school system there in Suffolk, Virginia, quote, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made," according to the spokesman, Bethann Bradshaw.
Well, I'm pretty sure that if you hold the pencil in sort of a gun way, that it's not a particularly threatening. It's not a particularly a weapon. Now, if you hold it in sort of a stabbing knife way, on the other hand, and don't make any noises, it gets much more threatening.
That's how I always do it.
Yeah. The people who are going to stab you with a pencil, they're not making noises like pew, pew, pew with it.
That's true. You're right. You're certainly in more danger from someone who's intending to stab you with a pencil. But that's not the issue here, Mark. Actual danger is not the concern.
Logic has no place in American public education.
Correct. The issue here is what people will think. And some people think that kids playing cowboys and Indians, or in this case, Marines and bad guys, or do I repeat myself, playing these games, they just don't want that sort of thing happening. They don't want young boys to do what young boys do best. I mean, what young boy hasn't done this, at least in the American culture?
I can tell you my son's obsessed with these things. You know, he...
With pencils?
No, not pencils. Good guys and bad guys.
Oh.
You know, I mean, you get this stuff from TV. That it's almost impossible to keep them away from this stuff, and I don't even know that that it's particularly healthy to try to keep them away from it. But, you know, good soldiers and bad soldiers. By the way, Marines generally fight other soldiers, so therefore it could be a Marine fighting a Marine. Why would it be bad guy, exactly?
Well, that's because the kid's dad is a Marine, and Daddy told him that the Marines are the good guys, and everybody else the bad guys.
Especially the Army.
So, your comments are certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE, but in this case, you've got another example of government schools that have this ridiculous zero-tolerance behavior that this young man is getting in trouble for doing something that some would argue come naturally to young boys. This, and I don't know if this is true. I've heard it somewhere. I would love to see more evidence or some actual citation. But didn't they look at whoever they is? Didn't they look at other cultures and young boys in those other cultures, like the ones that don't have guns necessarily, and you still find young boys picking up sticks and attacking each other with them and, you know, kind of doing this play fighting stuff? Doesn't that happen?
I would imagine that prior to there being guns, they lofted sticks and called themselves, you know, Sir Percival and Sir Lancelot and attempted to skewer one another with
them. Right, but they didn't have television to, influence them. I think that what I was questioning, what I recall hearing at some point in my past, was that they looked at young boys who had not been influenced by some sort of media culture like we are so much here in the United States, and they found this kind of aggressiveness amongst young boys as well.
So I had a friend who did a lot of work with the Guarani Indians in South America, and she claimed that this was a very peaceful group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But that the young boy still wrestled.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that counts for what you're asking.
That sounds like it, right? I mean, dogs do it, don't they? They kind of fight for status amongst one another in the pack.
And wrestle for status and, you know, those kind of things. Sure, they, you know, play, wrestle, whatever.
Well, like I said, it's just a vague memory I have. I have nothing more to back that statement up. I don't know if it's true or not. So if you know a little bit more about it, sure, would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE.
I also don't think that one can embrace peace without first having embraced the ideas of war. I don't think you can really internalize the reasons why one would use nonviolent methods to solve problems until you've at the very least experienced in some way these violent systems for solving crimes. Because I think it's very natural, solving problems. I think it's very natural for humans to want to solve problems in a physical fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And that often this is a bad solution. Not saying that you don't need to sometimes use physical force to solve a problem. Just saying that generally it's not the best solution. It's certainly not the most inventive.
I'm a wuss now, and I've been a wuss all my life. But when I was a kid, I loved to go in the woods, pick up a stick, and pretend it was a sword, and and hack at the branches. And pretend that they were, I don't know, orcs or kobolds or something.
Right. Now, again, is that because you were exposed to media that had that sort of presence?
That'd be my guess is because of the dragons and monster books that I was reading.
But what if you hadn't been exposed to those things? Would you then have picked up the branch and hacked at things?
Right. I think yes.
855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Are we onto something here, or is this nonsense? You tell me. It's Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. That's 1 dozen beautiful assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 plus a free glass vase. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter the secret code MOM20. Plus, for a very limited time, ProFlowers has an even sweeter deal for you. Order now and you can double your roses. That's right. right, double your roses and get free chocolates for just $10 more. Remember, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code MOM20.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in. Bring up anything. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. Actually, we've got two webcams, technically. You can watch them both over at cam.freetalklive.com and chat with other listeners. The chat room's built right in to the same page, so go to cam.freetalklive.com.
BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. It's a lot of items, and you can only get those items by using Bitcoin. That's what sets Bitcoin Store apart from all the other online retailers. They've got the lowest prices because they've got 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. Now, that may change some point in the future, but currently that's what they're doing to get their name out there is making no profit at all, and they're only selling in bitcoins. So if you've heard about the amazing new international currency called the Bitcoin that has no political ties, now's the opportunity to get some and use it to get even lower consumer electronic prices than you're used to getting on the Internet. It's BitcoinStore.com.
Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts, and then we'll tell you more about this little boy who has been suspended for holding a pencil like a gun. Let's talk to Frank first in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind, Frank?
Well, it's a very interesting dilemma right now, especially how the national media is focusing on these issues and really how stupid the schools are. To hold a pencil like a gun, I don't know how you would do that, except I guess you would put it between your fingers and hold it, perpendicular to your parallel figures. But
yeah, that's what we did in school.
It's really how stupid our educators are. I assume this happened in the public school. Certainly this wouldn't happen in the private school. And it goes to show really how really our culture has collapsed and our educational system, with all the money that's put in for students nationally and how poor the test results are, I feel very sorry for these young kids. You have this perversion of political correctness that, in a sense, violates the individual liberties of the students. You know, a student should be free to hold pencil anyway, provided he's not stabbing it into a fellow student or teacher. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just goes to show how perverse and screwed up our whole system is. And you don't have to just go to the schools. You can go to the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court has stated that corporations have more rights than individuals, which is a blatant, which has no constitutional grounding whatsoever. But we have Supreme Court justices that can't interpret the Constitution in a, you know, in a legal or in a logical fashion. So, you know, why am I not surprised about this? I just see the collapse of the culture, and even last night the notion of having 10,000 civilians go into Washington with armed guns just shows how really ridiculous and perverse this is. It's kind of like the Weimar Republic before the rise of Hitler. And, you know, we have the FEMA camps already built, so I give Obama another 6 months or so before they start filling those up. And if the gentleman...
And who do you propose that they would be filling said camps with?
Oh, people like us. People that, that have some intellectual ability and that understand the system. And, you know, just look at the past history. The Bolsheviks in the Soviet Union, the gulags, the 60 million dissidents, individuals that were...
What will their excuse be?
Period.
It's hard to really envision what in 6 months would transpire to justify them rounding up, as you say, people like us, people,
well,
you know.
It could be very easily an extension of Third World War. You could have Israel do another attack on Syria, or American troops that are in Jordan moving into Syria. Russia and China could retaliate. Israel, with its crazy Meshuggah Prime Minister Netanyahu, who's a disgrace to every Jew, and I'm saying that as a Jew, especially American Jews that fund his perverse Likud party that violates every principle of the Torah. But moving on, if the U.S. or NATO or Israel attacks Iran, then we're going to have nuclear retaliation by Russia and China, and they've said this over the last 6 years. Not only to the presidents, but to our secretaries of state, the ambassadors, yet our media doesn't seem to respond.
So you're going to go out on a limb and predict that people are going to be rounded up into camps within 6 months. I mean, that's a pretty bold prediction,
happen.
Frank.
No, it could happen within 6 months. It could take longer. But the point is this. Uh-huh. We have a system that's, you know, literally out of balance. We have a situation. We have more and more false flags. We now know that, especially thanks to Russia, letting us know that the two Patsies were on the CIA payroll, and their parents and their uncles, when the U.S. was attempting with Israel to destabilize Chechnya, following the big D of Brzezinski's policy in Eurasia.
Now, who's on the CIA payroll? Are you claiming the Boston bombers were
the Boston bombers, the alleged Boston bombers and their family.
Yeah, right, the alleged.
And the uncle that's in Virginia is connected with the Jamestown Foundation, which is a CIA think tank.
He is, but the uncle turned on them and actually reported them
doesn't
to the...
It doesn't matter. The two were compromised by their failures in Chechnya. So they served as, you know, practical patsies. It's interesting, though, how all of this was spun immediately by Wolf Blitzer saying that, oh, these are patriots that did this. Listen, Wolf Blitzer has no journalistic credibility. He was the spokesman for AIPAC for 6 years, and his comments are all scripted on CNN. Whatever spoken into Wolf's little earpiece, Wolf repeats. And he makes millions of dollars doing this. All I can say is this. There's no critical thought. There's no intellectual analysis in this country, and it's doomed to failure. And just
thank you, Frank, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So a lot of doom and gloom there from Frank in New York. What do you guys think?
I think it's well-founded. I think
well-founded? You think they're going to start rounding people up?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I wouldn't. The signs are there. I think the people of the Americas have received enough warning from Boston and what happened in Watertown to to the police stories that you guys report every night. It's ugly out there. It's New Hampshire or South America. I don't know why all of you listeners out there in the other 49 states. I do know why. I was going to say, I don't know why you're not here now, because this is the place. This is like the last hope for freedom in America is New Hampshire.
It costs a lot of money to move, and
exactly.
People have jobs and families
and
obligations.
Families.
Okay, so if the government tries to round people up.
I tend to agree with you, though, Johnny Ray. I think people who love liberty should get here ASAP.
I think there's
part of the Free State Project.
Reasons to move, especially if you want to work towards liberty for other people. But if you're just concerned about like your family and your job and things like that, then you know it's not the place for you because your family and your job.
Sure. Only if you want to actually achieve liberty in your lifetime should you move to New Hampshire.
I don't know if we're I don't know. That sounds like it's a lofty goal. But what I want to ask is if the government goes ahead and inters half the population. Doesn't that just shut down all kinds of commerce, like the money they've had coming in from income taxes and all that stuff?
All that would get
basically,
shut down.
You know, basically the people who work for the government are glorified plantation managers, and they're paid by the output of the plantation. If you take the slaves or the serfs or whatever they are and lock them in barracks and you don't let them work and do their jobs and produce things, and there won't be any. There's none of the good stuff that comes from living off the largesse of other people, or the work of other people.
Yeah, but it's not 50%. The people in America who are willing and able to use their eyes and use their brains and see that this is not a free country, are a tiny minority. That's why the Free State Project is the only way for America.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know if I believe that roundups are in the imminent future, but I do agree with Johnny Ray that time is of the essence. Whatever's coming, it's not going to get better.
If I were the government, I'd do planned assassinations and just said that we're going after a bunch of violent people and they're not going to do anything.
855-450-FREE, free talk live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills in as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE. More ridiculous school news coming up with a diabetic student attacked by a school police officer. 855-450-FREE is toll free. Also, you can reach us on Skype. That's free too. Connect with username lrn.fm to reach us here in the studio.
You never know when an emergency is going to strike, but it's a good idea to have some stored food on hand. Emergencies can take all kinds of forms, and some of those forms require some emergency food. It's also a good idea, if you're going to plan ahead and have some emergency food, to have the most nutritious emergency food you can have. For some people, that means 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food, and that's from food.freetalklive.com, the legacy premium brand. Now, you'd think that if it was, you know, nutritious in this way, it was all no GMOs, genetically modified organisms, or MSG, monosodium glutamate, and all this other stuff, that it'd be more expensive. But it's not. It's less expensive. At a dollar, less than $1.50 a meal, it's on average half of the cost of the competition. The Legacy Premium brand tastes great. Ian and I have both tried a couple of meals there from Legacy Premium, and they taste great. They've got the vegetarian and gluten-free options, and they're the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. It's food.freetalklive.com. Go check out the comparison chart that's there and the great specials we've got, and order the Mega Sampler Pack. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Young man in elementary school has been suspended for holding his pencil incorrectly. In this case, holding it as though it were the barrel of a firearm and pointing it at another student. Actually, both of the young men
pointing it back and forth
have been suspended. The other student was also 7 years old. The spokesperson for Suffolk Public Schools in Suffolk, Virginia, this according to WAVY.com, says that this is a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to weapons, and she admits that the policy has even tightened up in recent years because of the widely publicized school shooting. So, I mean, we've been reporting on these zero-tolerance stories for many years.
They've been ridiculous for years. Now they're tightening up.
Now they're tightening them up even more. Christopher's parents say school administrators failed to use common sense. However, Christopher, they say, has good grades and no history of being disruptive in class. They even pointed out a line on the suspension notice where the teacher wrote, quote, "I told him to stop, and he did," unquote. So you've got a young boy here who's well-trained. I mean, he's doing what he's told when he's told to do it. He just was trying to have a little bit of fun with another one of his fellow classmates and ended up getting suspended right out the gate for it. I mean, he put it away. He stopped doing it when he was asked to stop doing it. That wasn't good enough.
Not good enough.
We've got to teach these young men a lesson that they shall not roughhouse. They shall not point pencils at one another. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, and this was 1996 or something like that, we actually figured out a way to make these guns out of pencils, or not pencils, but pens. Like, you would have the pens with the little cap where you press the button down, and there's a spring in there.
Yeah.
So there was some way that I couldn't reproduce
it
for you today.
You could launch part of the pen with the spring?
You could launch the pen, but actually, right outside of the classroom, there were these bushes with these little, I don't know what they were, but they had these long strands of little links on them, and you could kind of break them off, and they were maybe like less than an inch long and small enough to where it would fit down the
plant
tube
parts
of a pen. Yeah, like a part to a plant that you just break off, and you could like get 50 of them out of one of these long strands of them.
I'll take your word for it.
And so we'd go out there and we'd...
Sounds like a cactus or a succulent of some
we'd
sort.
Break it up. I don't know anything about plants, Mark, so I couldn't tell you what it was.
Yeah,
but
it's evidenced by the fact that you say parts.
South Florida, some sort of plant. You can break it, and they're little hard little bits.
Bits.
And you could slide them down the... But their length, they're kind of long.
I got
right?
you.
So
just go ahead. What do you
do? Slide them down the tube. So we'd load up on these things and come into class, and multiple people in the class would have these pen guns. We'd all have pen guns, and we'd have these little bits, and throughout the entirety of the class, we'd be shooting these at one another when the teacher would turn around, and by the time the class was done, they'd be all over the floor in the classroom. I mean,
this is a bunch of vile little animals you people were at the gifted school in Sarasota, Florida.
So, I mean, we did this multiple times, and nobody, I don't know, maybe the teacher was completely oblivious to it, but that kind of stuff just wouldn't fly today. You know, I hear stories like this.
I don't know. I mean, is that
so
a gun?
It's more of a gun than what this kid did. I mean, this was actually something shooting a projectile across the room. You could put an eye in with
but
that.
But it's not the shape of a gun. Really, what the problem is that it's the shape of a gun.
This is no... I mean, this, it's similar. It's a barrel coming from your hand, basically, and you're literally shooting something. Anyway, let's go to Dave. He's in Montana on Skype. Hey, Dave.
Hello, you guys. How's Viva Cannabis?
Dave, we've never talked, I don't think, although you've called the show while I've been on. This is Johnny Ray. You haven't called in a while, have you? I missed you.
Hey, Johnny Ray, I'm right with you, bro. I'm a janitor, too. That's one, you know, that's the reason why I called in. Just, I wanted to say hi and say hello to you. You're janitor brother man.
Yes.
The janitors have time to think.
This is the sort of thing I've been needing to hear all month. That puts a big smile on my face.
I love janitor, man. It's like meditation to me, man. I come up with really good ideas. But anyway, this gun, this toy gun thing, man, I think any adult that gets a little kid in trouble because they play toy gun, I think they're mentally ill. I think they should be relieved of their job and sent to somewhere to mellow out, to relax, to have fun somewhere. I think it's totally ridiculous, especially the story about the kid that drew somebody.
Mm. Oh, when, yeah, right.
Yeah, any young man, any young person thinking about or revealing that they're thinking about guns is cause for concern in this ridiculous...
Any adult that think that's wrong is mentally ill, I think. These are the people that are going to put us in the camps if we don't do something to them or get them help somewhere.
Yeah, they're the ones that need help, sure. Hey, Dave,
right.
I appreciate your thoughts.
These
man.
Are the ones that are going to put us in those camps if we allow this to go on. This
I imagine
is total
that's not going
ridiculous.
I can't imagine that's going to go over very well in Montana. I mean, there's a lot of people with guns in Montana, right?
I know people that own $20,000 worth of guns that their great-great-grandpa been passing down to them. They're not going to get nobody guns in Montana without
Thanks.
A fight.
Thanks, Dave.
They're taking family heirlooms, man. This guns are... part of families passed down by blood, man, from father to son.
It's true.
And this government... And this government thinks that they're going to break up families and take heirlooms that represent the family blood? Get the hell out of here.
Dave, thank you for your call tonight, man. Salud. Appreciate hearing from you. Appreciate the passion as always. 855-450-FREE is toll free.
I go visit a Quaker friend that's, you know, a friend in a nursing home once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad used to repair and, you know, collect guns. This was during the Great Depression. It was hard for him to find work. So this is what he did. He was a gunsmith. And, you know, I mean, even amongst Quakers, the gun culture exists. I mean, you know, there's
you
nothing
mean in New Hampshire.
Around the world. I'm just saying that, you know, even pacifists, people who have you know, religious convictions towards pacifism, don't necessarily think it's the gun that's the problem. Mm. It's what people are willing to do with it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that gun could save your life from a bear or something like that. It's not necessarily that it has to be used to take another human's life.
Indeed.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about the schools. I think you need to be a teacher or an employee, a participant, a paid participant, to have real special insight into American public education. And all I have is my experience as a student. But I will say that schools are silly, ridiculous places. They're a total waste. They're a waste of time for a serious student. Any learning that happens there happens because...
In spite of it, yeah.
Exactly. Schools, the public education is a giant jobs program for people who... Some of them want to be educators. Some of them just want a paycheck.
They want that pension.
Some people need the classroom experience to learn. Other people, many people, could probably learn what they need to learn just as well off the internet. I found, I can't think of anything that I learned in high school, in the building of high school, that is particularly valuable to me in life today. I'm not saying that that's true for every career path, but, you know, a lot of them. I took trigonometry and analytic geometry. What the heck do I need that crap for working in radio, talking to a microphone?
Toll-free number is 855-453. Is there anybody listening who thinks that this boy should have been suspended for holding a pencil and going pow-pow or pew-pew at his friend in school? Really? I want to hear from you if you're out there. Hour 3 is next.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.